Audio commentary time. We're going to be doing 2012's The Possession. I hope you have a snack and drink ready. I am Eric Lewis, and this is Horror Spoop. How's it going, everybody? As always, I am Eric Lewis, and this is Horror Spoop. Today, we are going to be doing an audio commentary for the 2012 film, The Possession. The Possession is going to be the first episode for my exorcism series that is going to be coming out very soon, so this gives us a chance to watch it together before the first episode. This is on Prime, so watch along where you can and just pause it whenever there's an ad and resume the podcast when the movie comes back on. I personally don't know if there's going to be any ads for me, but we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. I hope you have something to snack on. I hope that you followed my podcast, and I hope that you've rated it as well. So we're going to count down from 10. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 6. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play. This is directed by Ole Bernal, who also directed stuff. Of course, it doesn't want to show me what he directed right away. The stuff he directed is a short called Shadow, which is actually a VR short. I think that's something to look into, that's for sure. The Way to Mandalay, which is from 2018. Small Town Killers from 2017. A bunch of cool stuff. Also, the writer for this film. Juliet Snowden is one of them. Man, this is moving slow, people. I'm sorry. Beautiful camera angle. I have just over a minute and 11 seconds. I hope you are along with me. Juliet Snowden, who wrote this, also wrote for Knowing, the movie Ouija, and also Ouija Origins of Evil. So both of the Ouija films. We already have the creepy box. Do you really want to know what made that thump? That's a pretty cool song, but it's kind of allowing us to have a scary soundtrack to what's going to be happening. I'm gonna get rid of this once and for all. Let me move my tchotchke. I don't know what a tchotchke is. I'm sorry. Oh, shoot. She is getting beat up in this house. And I'm not sure if this is too loud for you guys. I definitely think it is. I'm sorry, guys. Oh, shoot. They love that camera angle from the top, don't they? That's also a pretty awesome camera angle because it's more down to the ankles. That dude did catch it right when it would have got to his hands, which is pretty impressive. If you do not recognize who that guy is, you're crazy. This dude is Jeffrey Dean Morgan. You can definitely know who he is from Watchmen and also, most recently, Negan from The Walking Dead. And also The Walking Dead Dead City. I haven't checked it out, but should I? Let me know.
Hey, kiddo.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Also, he is Dean and Sam's father in Supernatural. Give it up to my Supernatural fans out there. Kyra Sedgwick is that lady right there. She's in some great things. She's the head lady in the show The Closer. He doesn't look too impressed. I understand his side. I understand her side. You can understand both sides, people. When you eat animals, you become one is a really cool slogan to me. Heck yes. This little activist child. It's kind of, to me, the idea of the opening scenes of The Exorcist and how Reagan is actually perceived as such a childish, loving daughter, and how they're trying to sell to you that Reagan actually went through something very traumatic and terrible, because they're kind of doing the same thing with her, trying to show that she's this activist, she cares, she's a loving person, whatever, just to show how total opposite it becomes. Also, if you weren't aware, audio commentaries usually mean that the movie I've watched before, so I am going to bring up some spoilers, and that's my fault. I don't mean to, but I'm trying to give some information or some theories on where they got inspiration from things. That is kind of true. That's what dentists do, I guess. Two raccoons. You think we want that? We don't want that around here. The younger daughter, M, is played by Natasha Callis. You can find her in a movie called The Harvest. Also, I believe a show called Impact. Also a show called The Firm as well. Yes, it does. Who are you to tell me if it works or not? And I have 9 minutes on the clock right now. That is what the film's at. I hope you're following along. I understand how that's difficult for a young child. The older daughter that you just saw, she goes by the name of Hannah. Madison Davenport is who plays Hannah in this film. She's also in Sharp Objects from 2018, which is on HBO. She was also in Black Mirror in 2011 that you can watch on Netflix. And also, she was in From Dusk Till Dawn, the series, which was on from 2014 to 2016. And she does a wonderful job. I think everybody in this film does a pretty wonderful job when it comes to acting.
You're gonna blame this on me? Nice, Dad.
No. That's not really what's going down. We are going to be taking a break at the first 15 minutes of this film. See, I'm telling you. Trying to humanize this kid just to show her in a different light. This is The Exorcist. By the way, are you excited for this exorcism series? I think I definitely am. We're doing The Possession, and then we're doing an episode on The Exorcism of Emily Rose, which is actually one of my favorite exorcism movies. And then we're going to bring it all around, and for the third episode, we're going to be doing the original The Exorcist. And that's going to be totally awesome, and I hope that you join us for it. But for right now, sit back and watch some of this, of The Possession. Ooh, she has seen this box from afar, am I right? You can already tell that is what she was looking at. What made her look there? Do you think it's the supernatural? Do you think it's a supernatural calling that made her look? What about it, you know? $55 is a pretty good deal, and it's probably because that box was only like $2, because he probably even believes that that was what did that to his mom. I don't know. We can't say. But I can say she is staring because that little girl has the box, I'm sure of it. I'm assuming that's the lady. Oh, no. she's like, not another person is going to take this. No! I'm really trying to figure out what the volume level should be for this, so I am terribly sorry. There's no seams. That's strange. And we have 14 minutes left on this. We have 14 minutes on the film. We're going to stop it at 15. I'm going to count down from 10 with the last 10 seconds. And then we're going to be back after a short break. Remember, after the break, there's going to be two pieces of trivia about this film. So I hope you're excited for those. But until then, I'll be counting down from 10. A possible reason for him to leave his children. All right, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Pause. We got 15 minutes on the clock for me. Oh, I accidentally hit back, I guess. I don't know. It's back on the menu, but I will be back after a short second. So, make sure to go to the bathroom, get your snacks, and get ready. Be right back. And we are back. I hope you have your snacks ready. I hope you have everything back at it. 15 minutes on the clock was all we had of this movie that we watched. Here is two small pieces of trivia. One is the demon in the box that was speaking earlier. That was actually Polish. What was it in Polish? I have no idea, but it was Polish. How about that? This was originally rated R by the MPAA for violence, terror, and disturbing images, but the film was eventually edited to receive a PG-13 rating for mature thematic material involving violence and disturbing sequences. Okay, so it's actually a PG-13 film, and it was rated R. I don't know what exactly they changed, but that's strange. What did they change to make this PG-13 and not rated R? Have no idea. Here we go. We're going to count down back from 10. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Play. It's taking forever. I hit play. Okay. Here we go. 15:06 right now on the clock. She's excited about her new box. I would wake up and go chill too. Okay, we found something to open it up. How about that? That is very strange. I don't think you should ever put on a ring like that. Very weird things. Beautiful camera angle, beautiful clouds over these houses. Very cool looking. I hope you were on the same scene that I was. You definitely heard that scream, didn't you? Jeez. That is true. She did say that. Like, we don't know enough about them that we don't know if she's sad about divorce, okay, or if we're sad about a demon, or if a demon is oppressing her. We don't know enough about it. That's why this scene kind of doesn't work, if that makes sense to you. It looks like she has evil in her eyes already. I'm just being honest with you. We have 19 minutes on the clock right now. I hope you're watching along. This is a cool film. And I hope you also listen to the episode on it as well. Has a pizza tree in the back. It comes in pepperoni and deluxe. We don't have cheese though. We have a couple cows in the neighbor's yard for that. That's why she had that face. Bustling around the. Ooh, bicker, bicker, bicker. You can see why this didn't work out. I'm just being honest about it. I am drinking a Diet Coke. Were you, one of you the ones that voted on your favorite snacks? I think popcorn definitely got it by a landfall, actually. And oddly enough, I think someone said at home, wings. And that's a good idea. We love over the head shots. Shoot.
Decision, and I decided that it only would be like this because
Disfigured. I'm not against people with braces. Dude, she looks so worried. Oh, shoot.
Who's there?
Now, do you think that was an animal? To me, that's what the question is. I'm gonna zip that door closed right now. We have 23 minutes on that. And if you saw that, when she turned her head, she had a tear rolling down her eye when she turned her head. That was magnificent looking. That's also disgusting. She is haunting. This is obsessive, girl. Dang! Ooh! Dude, that stuck in his hand when he got up from the table. I am close to 100% sure that fork was in his freaking hand. Oof. Uh-oh. Like, seriously, we have a pest infestation in this house. Ew. Oh, shoot. There's a lot more. There is way. Whoa. I was about to say, you can see them from under the door, and that is so scary. Oh my God. What a cool scene. I honestly thought that looked so beautiful. And also the way it abruptly ended and then went to such a quiet, somber part of the score was just gorgeous. That was really well done. Oh, God. She doesn't even know what's going on. We're all in a world of trouble. This looks like in a scene where we're trying to show that they're not really over each other. The thing is, this movie is so obvious when it comes to like the horror movie stereotype. But I do say it works. Look at her. She's still into him. Look at that. Dang. Man, oh man, look at that. I do agree with her, that is true. That's a really cool gym. I love the windows like that. Jeez. Shoot. That kind of stuff is heartbreaking, I'll say. What do you guys think? Should I do audio commentaries to every episode in this series, or should I just do the episodes? Usually I do one audio commentary with a series. very strange behavior from this child. I do understand children having, like, a special toy and will freak out if you take it or whatever like that, but a wooden box is not one of those things usually. He's like, oh, this is some crazy stuff happening, okay. The transitions to different scenes is pretty well done. I honestly feel like it has taken way too, that camera angle panned in way too long. That shouldn't have been that quick. It shouldn't have been that quick. It shouldn't have been that slow. What is down there? Because I feel something. She's really good at crying, isn't she? That is so spooky. I hope you saw that as well. Minutes. And now there's that feeling of anxiety, worry. You feel like you can't really move. You're frozen by fear. Oh, a kid being a punk. Why are kids punks? Oh, shoot. Oh, my gosh. Over the head shot. Here we go. The flyover is what this should be called. This is not looking good for Emily. Why does she seem shocked? Like, girl, you should talk to somebody about your feelings too. Therapy's good. Go get therapy, people. She freaking went crazy.
Thank you.
Man. This is the back and forth of them.
Hey, stay away from our kids' teeth.
Jeez. Hey, if it's free work, it's free work. A teacher should never just be in school this late. She should be at her house doing this. She's like, ew, what's that smell? It smells like fart. That looked like a I smell fart smell. Ew. Oh my gosh. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave? That's nice of that demon. Oh my god. I am very worried about her. Oh. Holy crap. Well, that's the end of her, I'd say. Shouldn't have messed with that box. No. I'm very grossed out by that. That doesn't make sense. Very strange. I think this is actually like a story of the Dybbuk box, which is an actual scary cursed box. We're going to take another break, and then after that break, I'll actually tell you a little bit about the Dybbuk box before we get back into it. All right? Let me check the time, actually. All right. He's very worried now. You can actually see worry on his face. I will say everyone in this film shows worry very well. We're at 41 minutes. He is getting rid of that box. Says, I do not want my daughter to have this crap. Ugh. Very grossed out. Oh, shoot. Dang. I'll tell you what, this Emily girl is really on some bullshit. I did not mean to cuss like that, but I feel like I must. Because that is honestly quite crazy. You put a girl in a nightgown and have her run in the middle of the night. I'm sorry, that's how you don't get people to help. And that's what I'll say. Dude, that is so freaking gross that she knew where this thing was. Ew. Are those all those moths flying out? Sure are. Hey, whoever speaks Polish, I need to know what she's saying. Oh, Jesus. And then that's it. This whole time, that was just demon oppression that was happening to her. Now, this is demon possession. Listen to a horror podcast of an audio commentary of an exorcism movie from a person that has a theological education. Man, the fear and panic of a parent. And I absolutely hate the way the daughter looks. Shoot. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking I understand her side of this. What a geek. Ugh. I was about to say, not a fan of that. But it shows you even happiness is not really happiness all the time. I wonder if we have a filming location of where this garage is. I got a treat for you. She is constantly crying. Ew. I have never seen a lazy eye so bad. Ugh. I am grossed out. I'm freaked out. Just altogether freaked out. Oh, dude, I actually like this guy. Professor McManus is his name in this show, in this movie. His real name is Jay Brazeau. He's also in Watchmen. He's in the movie Horns and Insomnia from 2002. Dybbuk, see? The Dybbuk box. I told you this is just another retelling of a story of the Dybbuk box. Just to let you know, we're going to be pausing at an hour to do a small little break. Remember, when we come back, I will be giving you more info on what the Dybbuk box is before we finish out the rest of the movie. All right, so we're going to be stopping at an hour. Ugh. See, he thinks this is a joke, while he's like, my daughter's acting freaking weird, and I'm scared that's what this is. They're saying, don't open this stuff. Oh, shoot. And of course, there had to be screaming on the fucking television. Sorry for using the F word. I usually don't try to use that. That just popped out, didn't it? Well, that's definitely not good. Shoot. Is he reading any of these things, or is he just like... Man. He's like, this is about to be strange. I'm here to get a demon out of your sister. Shoot. And just wants to sleep. Already, she doesn't like that. Where's this draft coming from? What the heck? I am very scared. There's that tear. And it's like, I think the cry is actually this young girl who is stuck in here. Like, that's really how I feel. So I'm trying to look... I'm trying to figure out about this box thing. We're at 56 minutes right now. Remember, at an hour, we're taking a break. Whoa, and everything is quiet. Is that Doc? The guy that he's talking to right now is played by Modest Yahoo. If you know who Modest Yahoo is, he also does music as well. No, I really can't, and it's because I'm worried. Got 58 minutes. Oh, shoot. They said, dude, I don't know if I want to help, dude. I'm worried. And me too. Oh, shoot. We have a minute left until we're taking a break. This is all very sad. Shoot, how do I even figure that out? I got 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Pause. I'm at 1 hour and 1 second. I hope you are also close to there. If not, get to it 1 hour, 1 second. It's going to be hard to get on that 1 second, but try. But anyway, we're going to be back with a small break, and then I'm going to tell you a little bit about the Dybbuk box. See you guys. And we are back. I hope you have some snacks for the rest of this. I hope you are listening and watching along. The Dybbuk box is actually a paranormal hoax that was made by Kevin Manis. Kevin Manis is a writer and furniture refinisher. He purchased the cabinet at a yard sale in Portland, Oregon, and began developing a backstory for it. He said in a description on eBay that the cabinet belonged to a survivor of the Holocaust in Poland who said it contained a malicious spirit of a Dybbuk, and that the box had paranormal powers and was responsible for his bad luck and nightmares. A Dybbuk is a malicious possessing spirit believed to be a disassociated soul of a dead person. It supposedly leaves the host body once it has accomplished its goal, sometimes after being exorcised. So a Dybbuk is an actual thing, I guess you would consider, in Jewish mythology. But and this movie is pretty dang scary. It is at an hour and 1 second. I hope you are on that 1 second. Let's get back into it, shall we? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, two, one, play. I was about to say, it's empty eyes.
Emily, she's in there, right? Please tell me she's in there. You have to help me.
I hope they help him, you know? He seems pretty upset about it. Oh, jeez. That sounds terrible. Wow. That sounds like something those old Jewish men should have been thinking, but instead it's the younger generation that's willing to do it. I'm very worried about how quiet it is. When it gets very quiet in this movie's pretty loud. Very weird. Ugh. Ugh. Oof. I am worried for everybody involved.
You just stop this right now. Come here. Come to mommy. I'm not playing games now, Emily.
I hate how much you can hear Emily actually crying behind the aggression. Oof. Where are you? Oh, there she is. I hate when we're able to see stuff that they're not.
Emily. Where are you?
Oh, shoot. I don't know, but I am so worried for you. Well, that sounds great. I kind of like him, you know? There's not much reason to hate him, really, you know? Ew. That's worrisome. What the fuck? Ew. Oh my gosh. His mouth is bleeding. What the heck? He's losing all of his teeth. Oh my gosh. I mean, we don't know. It's a damn moth. Oh, jeez. Abizu. Okay, now we have a name. Broke the glass. She has the crying face of a mother. I'm impressed. Even sister, sure. Nothing to be scared of, even though it's very scary. I understand why people that have claustrophobia are freaked out at these. And I kind of feel like I would freak out, and I'm not even really that bad with claustrophobia. All right. Uh-oh. By interference, you mean what? Electric, like, what's going on? You know, we're at a medical facility. We should not be having lights going out like that. Oh, man. Ew. Ew. Is that what a Dybbuk looks like? Ew. I think that's ridiculous. Ew. Uh-oh. That's not good. Ew. I saw something. I can't explain it. I don't think so. Man, an exorcism in a hospital. You think that's a good idea? I do not think that's a good idea. Think you'll get in trouble from that crap. Hopefully, he's gonna help us. Ooh, the Dybbuk was like, ew, that's even a Jewish guy. Mean, what's really gonna be private about a hospital? And this is when I'm like, if this demon is really this powerful, why are we just allowing this to happen? You know what's going on. This demon should know what's going on. Ooh, that was my fault. I think I hit the headphones. Ooh, she already doesn't look happy about this. Hour and 15 minutes. I love my hair. Hey, that makes sense. Thank you. And it's just like, why is that water moving? You know? Oh, shoot. Shoot. Oh, no. Shoot. The wind on the hair is pretty impressive. Jeez. I was about to say, that's not your daughter no more. That's scary right there. And this is normal for a hospital? Ew. This is the best room to be in. That is pretty cool to look at. I scared you? Shoot. Ew. I am grossed out. Ew. Worrisome. The quiet. Ew. Ew. Jeez, man. Things are really cooking up, people. We got an hour and 20 minutes. Oh shoot. And this dude's just like, what? And that's what I'm scared of about too, you know?
Guys, this is not right.
Where
Where is it? Where's the Dibble?
Oh, shoot. Dang it. It did take him. Shoot. I think that's a good idea, you know? Shoot, man. Ugh. He hit that wall hard, man. Jeez. Ew, get out of that dude. Ew, Abizu. I think that's kind of dumb to see, like, this little thing going, walking there. It just doesn't look enough like a evil spirit, you know? Man. Hour and 23 minutes. I don't really feel like she should be the first one to be close to him, but that's just my opinion, you know? Family back together again. Happy ending, maybe? Shoot, man, that's crazy. That's scary, man. That box has that much power. Oof. I think they might be back together. Honestly, the relief of all this ending. Thank God. I thought you were about to throw up another demon, another Damien. That's actually a sweet thing to say. Of course. Because remember, the Dybbuk box also gives you bad luck. Shoot, man. Now, why do you think that Dybbuk box got that far? You know, like, come on. What did you think about that film? I will say I'll give it a solid 6.5 out of 10. That's what I'm going to put it as the episode. 6.5 out of 10. There is definitely some parts that could be better. I think the score is good. The score is at times too loud. And I'll say that. And I don't care who hears it. But 6.5 out of 10, what do you think about this film? As always, let me know if you enjoy audio commentaries. Let me know if you enjoy the episodes. But other than that, the episode for The Possession is going to be coming out soon, so look out for it. I hope you guys have a good week. I am Eric Lewis. This is Horror Spoop. Thank you for listening to this little here podcast. Make sure to follow this podcast, rate this podcast, and also tell your friends about this podcast. This is Horror Spoop.